THE CASTLE OF MYSTERY by Sharon Court. There were legends told about a mysterious place tucked away in the depths of the forest. Some said it contained vast wealth and riches, others that it held a secret to great power and influence. Those who had seen it spoke of an immense structure of awesome power and had tried many years to try and penetrate its dense outer walls. Surely, the things guarded within those walls, they must be very special and valuable for them to be guarded so carefully, people said. But Lily didn't care about any of those things. She wasn't interested in power or wealth or any of that stuff. What Lily was interested in was the moat, or more precisely, the great, big, fat fish swimming in the moat. Now that was something worth investigating. After some careful exploring, Lily had worked out which was the shallowest part of the moat, and thus it was, with her kit bag held high above her head, she waded through the water to the other side. She settled on the opposite bank in the sunshine, wedged the end of her fishing rod into the earth, and took a bite of her sandwich, preparing to settle back for a long, lazy afternoon of fishing. She leaned slowly backwards, expecting her back to meet the sun-warmed stones of the castle wall behind her. But it never happened. Lily kept leaning and leaning until she suddenly toppled over and found herself staring up, not at the bright blue sky, but at a stone ceiling. Lily gaped in surprise, struggled upright again, and found herself looking back at the moat. She lay down again, stone ceiling. Sat up, moat. Lay down, stone ceiling. Sat up, back to the moat again. Lily twisted round to stare at the wall behind her. It looked completely normal. Grey stone with bits of green moss and completely solid. She got to her feet and reached her hand out, and it went straight through the wall. Lily staggered back in shock, and as she did so, she realised that part of the wall extended further out from the rest of the structure. It's a hidden entrance, Lily gasped. One of those optical illusion things. Fish forgotten, Lily stepped forward through the gap in the wall and found herself in a long corridor. It was formed of stone, with torches evenly spaced along the walls. It smelt a bit like the moat, and a bit like sausages. Lily continued along the narrow corridor until she came to a much wider space, with a couple of heavy wooden doors on either side, and a large red wool patterned carpet covering the central space. It was a wide passage, with a couple of bookcases, a suit of armour, and a large wrought iron chandelier hanging from the ceiling. Wow, Lily breathed. She was so engrossed in looking round, she failed to notice someone backing out of one of the rooms, carrying a large pile of books. Oof, gasped Lily, as he backed right into her. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, he said, as the books landed heavily on the floor. He looked up at her, paused, and then frowned. Who are you? Oh, I'm Lily, said Lily. The man frowned again. You're not from round here? Lily shook her head. Not exactly. I was fishing, and I fell through a hole in the wall. The man's eyes widened. Fishing? Hole in the wall, eh? Ha! I knew it! He exclaimed excitedly. I knew there was another way in and out. Explains where all the students keep going. Well, now you're here, would you like a look around? Oh, yes, please, said Lily, intrigued. Excellent. Name's Wilfred, by the way, and he shook Lily's hand. Now follow me and do as I do. And with that, he scooped up the books he'd been carrying and set off towards the other end of the wide passage. Lily was about to follow him, but instead she stopped still and stared in complete astonishment as Wilfred began jumping energetically from one side of the rug to the other. He shimmied along a section of wall, scrambled up part of a bookcase before sidling past the suit of armour and landing with a flourish at the other end of the passage. Lily stared, open-mouthed, before giving herself a slight shake and then starting to walk calmly down the middle of the red rug. No! Wait! Stop! Yelled Wilfred in alarm, just as Lily put her foot down on a hard lump hidden beneath the rug. What? Why? Asked Lily, bemused, pausing as she felt the lump sink away beneath her foot. Somewhere away off, maybe below her, there was a deep, clunking, rumbling sound, and the rug rippled like a gust of wind had blown across it before everything became ominously still. "Don't move a muscle," urged Wilfred. "Your life could depend on it."
"What do you mean?"
asked Lily, confused and slightly alarmed. "Castle," explained Wilfred. "Eh? Castle," he explained, and said again as if that somehow made everything make sense. "I don't," began Lily. "Castle. Hidden doors, secret entrances, booby traps," Wilfred declared dramatically.
"But I don't understand."
"Have to keep a careful eye out. They could be anywhere."
"What could be anywhere?"
Lily yelped, now distinctly unsettled. "Castles! They're renowned for having secret entrances, hidden doors, and booby traps."
"Well, how would I know that? Never been in a castle before," said Lily defensively.
Wilfred paused to consider this. "Ah, yes. Good point, well made." Wilfred frowned and thought for a moment. "Well, castles, as you now know, have a tendency to have hidden passages, secret entrances, and booby traps. That's how you found your way in, a secret entrance in the wall. And that's why no one round here ever walks in a straight line. We have to always assume that anything and everything could in fact be a potential disaster."
"Hence the leaping about and funny walk," concluded Lily warily.
"Exactly," Wilfred declared. "All right then, Lily, take a careful step backwards and let's see what you've found."
Lily slid her foot back cautiously until she was clear of the rug. Wilfred took up the other end of it and gave it a sharp tug, and the rug rippled away to reveal
a huge, gaping hole in the floor. "Yikes!" yelped Lily, leaping back away from the chasm.
"Exactly," exclaimed Wilfred.
The stone floor beneath the rug had completely slidden away, leaving a steep slope which plunged into thick, inky darkness. Lily and Wilfred peered cautiously into the hole and were suddenly startled by the sound of a tremulous voice calling up from the blackness.
"Hello? Is someone there?"
Wilfred leaned forward, looking somewhat bemused.
"Hello? Who's there?"
"It's Horace."
"Horace? Is that you?
Wilfred? Oh yes, it's me, Vicky, I think."
"Is someone down there?" asked Lily, alarmed.
"Yes, Horace, it's me, Wilfred. How on earth did you get down there?"
"I was on my way to the archives. I got a bit lost," the disjointed voice replied.
"Archives? But that was 3 days ago."
"Yes," the tremulous voice agreed. "But it's okay. I'm fine. I found the plums in port. I'm completely fine."
"Oh my," said Wilfred, looking up with concern. "Poor chap probably consumed his own body weight in alcoholic fruit." He leaned over the hole and called back to Horace.
"Don't worry, Horace, old chap. We'll get you an intern and get you out of there."
"An intern?" repeated Lily. "Is that castle speak for a rope or a ladder or something?"
"Eh? Oh, no, no. An intern is someone who comes here to do something and, invariably ends up doing something else instead."
"Like finding a ladder?" suggested Lily.
"Exactly. Come along then, Lily, my dear. Let's go and find some unsuspecting soul and give them something to do."
Lily edged along the wall, skirting past the gaping hole where the voice of Horace drifted up from time to time, singing something about elephants. Lily and Wilfred passed through the door at the end and made their way along another corridor, where Lily observed more sensibly dressed people making overly long strides across the hallway or undertaking what looked like a rather solitary game of hopscotch. They spotted someone looking hurried and harassed with a list of things to do and got them to put Horace's name on it and a ladder.
"How is it that he's been missing for 3 days and no one noticed?" Lily frowned.
"Ah, yes," Wilfred admitted with a sigh. "That can happen from time to time."
"But how? I mean, 3 days seems an awfully long time."
"True. Trouble is, people round here are so invested in their work, so involved. I knew someone who was carrying around a chicken in their bag for several days. Been there so long it had made a nest. Called it Gertrude. Lovely scrambled egg. Ah, here we are," Wilfred announced as they came to a halt before an enormous set of beautifully inlaid wooden doors.
"What's this place?" Lily asked.
"Open the doors and you'll see," said Wilfred mysteriously. Lily pushed the doors open to reveal an enormous room, filled with shelves and shelves of books.
The shelves went right up to the ceiling and were bisected by wide balconies at two or three levels on the way up, as well as ladders on runners that moved along the shelves. There were so many books you could barely make out the individual items. They were just row upon row of coloured lines.
Wow,
breathed Lily, her face upturned to the ceiling. That's a lot of books.
Indeed, Wilfred agreed with a smile. There are some truly remarkable things happening here. New ideas, knowledge, solutions, all being generated in this space. Life-changing, some of it. Truly remarkable.
Lily became aware of the hum of conversation. Different people around the space talking animatedly about different things. There was a hum, an energy about the place, even though she couldn't see all the voices' owners. She also became aware of something else. Something missing. The ground floor of the library was completely bare of any furniture. No desks, tables, or lighting of any sort. In fact, the light seemed to be coming from the shelves of books themselves.
Don't libraries normally have, like, tables and chairs so people can sit down and read stuff and write things down? She asked, frowning.
Oh, yes, agreed Wilfred. We do have tables and chairs and things, but we don't have them here. He indicated the empty floor. We have them here. And his hand drifted upwards towards the balconies.
Lily looked up again towards the balconies and was startled to realise that in places they had been extended, like oddly misshapen tree houses. And then she did a double take, as she saw that they had been put together using the tables and chairs which she had expected to find on the floor. There were also buckets going up and down on pulleys, some empty and some stuffed with papers, books, or in one case a baguette.
French literature, history, mathematics, Wilfred explained, pointing out the different sections. Architecture made a fantastic arrangement, using mainly standing lamps just around the corner. Very pleasing to the eye, though I've no idea how they did it.
And the buckets? Lily asked, bemused.
For supplies, Wilfred explained. We found it was just taking too long to go up and down all the time, so we began to move things upstairs, and the buckets were introduced, and, well, it just grew from there. Rumours are that Hildy from French Literature hasn't actually been on the ground floor in 3 years. They had problems with their buckets a few weeks ago, and I thought there might actually be a riot, albeit in fluent French, of course.
Lily absorbed this information in silence for a moment, and then an awful thought occurred to her.
What if someone needs a wee? She whispered in horror.
That's what the archives are for, Wilfred shrugged.
They moved on from the library, past a number of other rooms and spaces, and then Wilfred paused outside the rather boring, nondescript door.
This is a bit of a boring door, especially compared to the library, Lily commented.
Ah, yes, but this is, in fact, the beating heart of the castle, Wilfred explained, his voice taking on an awed, reverent tone.
But I thought, Lily began,
the library?
Ah, yes, many people do think the library is the heart of the castle, it's true, but this is the room where the real power is.
Wilfred opened the door to reveal a quiet room, with desks and people studiously writing. The desks had large books on them, filled with lines and columns and lots of numbers, and there were piles of coins on the desks and bags of other things.
This, explained Wilfred in hushed tones, this is the treasury, the beating heart of the castle. This is where all the decisions are made, and nothing happens in this building that doesn't go through this room first. This room is where they decide which subjects will be the focus of our work, which pennants might be hung from the ramparts. Everything comes through here.
But how do they decide? And who decides? And why is it? Lily began, feeling an absurd desire to whisper, even though the people in the room were talking in normal voices.
I have no idea. It's a complete mystery to me, but I know it's terribly important. Come, come, we should leave.
And they closed the door quietly behind them as they stepped out.
Well now, what do you think? Wilfred asked with a smile.
I'm pretty impressed, actually, Lily admitted. I've never seen inside a castle before, and I didn't know there was so much going on.
Indeed, and there's more still that I'm sure I don't yet know about myself. But enough about that. I think it's time we got ourselves a cup of tea and discuss the real reason you came into the castle today.
And that is the end.
For more information about storytelling and other things available, please visit my website, www.apple-seed.org.uk. I'd love to hear from you.